Chapter 10. Kindness and Compassion. The Heart of Human Connection. Practice kindness all day to everybody, and you will realize you're already in heaven now. Jack Kerouac. Kindness and compassion are foundational to human relationships and to the Christian faith. The way we treat others reflects the love of Christ, and by practicing kindness and compassion, we build stronger connections, foster healing, and unite communities. In a world where division and indifference can often dominate, these virtues are powerful tools for transforming both personal relationships and entire communities. This chapter explores the profound impact of kindness in building relationships, highlights biblical stories of compassion, and offers practical ways to cultivate kindness and compassion in everyday life. Compassion is to look beyond your own pain, to see the pain of others. Yasmin Mogahed. The Role of Kindness in Building Relationships. Kindness serves as the glue that binds relationships, whether in families, communities, or faith groups. It fosters trust, creates emotional bonds, and opens the door for deeper connections. By showing kindness, we reflect God's love to others and lay the groundwork for meaningful relationships. In any relationship, acts of kindness, whether through words, actions, or gestures, break down barriers and build trust. It is the currency through which love is communicated in both small and profound ways. While grand gestures of kindness are often celebrated, it is the smaller, everyday acts that often have the most lasting impact. These small acts, offering a listening ear, helping with a task, or expressing appreciation, show the other person that they are valued. When kindness is a regular part of how we interact with others, it strengthens relationships and helps people feel seen, understood, and loved. Biblical stories of compassion. The Bible is full of examples of kindness and compassion that show how powerful these virtues are in transforming lives and building unity. These stories not only demonstrate God's compassionate heart, but also provide us with models to follow in our daily interactions. 1. The Good Samaritan, Luke 10 verses 25 to 37. In this parable, Jesus highlights the importance of compassion by telling the story of a Samaritan who stops to help a beaten and robbed man on the side of the road. Unlike the priest and the Levite who passed by, the Samaritan went out of his way to show kindness, regardless of cultural or social barriers. This story teaches that true kindness and compassion are not bound by social or ethnic divisions, but reflect the heart of God. 2. Jesus feeding the 5,000, Matthew 14 verses 13 to 21. In this story, Jesus demonstrates compassion by feeding a large crowd that had followed him. Despite his own need for rest, he felt compassion for the people and provided for their physical needs. This act of kindness reflects Jesus' care for the whole person, addressing both their spiritual and physical well-being. 3. Ruth's Loyalty and Kindness. Ruth 1 verses 16 to 17. Ruth's decision to stay with her mother-in-law, Naomi, after the death of their husbands is an example of deep compassion and kindness. Ruth's kindness and loyalty were rewarded as she became the great-grandmother of King David. Her story shows that kindness can have lasting, generational effects, influencing not only the lives of individuals, but entire families and communities. Case Study 1. The Ripple Effect of Small Acts of Kindness. In a small town, a teacher named Linda made a habit of writing personalized notes of encouragement to her students. These notes, which praised students for their unique qualities, skills, or achievements, were short but sincere. Over time, Linda noticed that students became more confident and engaged, and her classroom became a space where kindness was the norm. One of her students, James, was particularly impacted by these notes. He had struggled academically and socially, feeling isolated and undervalued. Linda's simple acts of kindness helped James realize his potential and find his place within the classroom community. Inspired by her example, James began performing small acts of kindness for others, creating a ripple effect that extended beyond the classroom. The ripple effect of kindness grew within the school. Soon, other teachers and students were engaging in similar acts, whether by offering support to a struggling classmate or acknowledging a peer's achievements. This small classroom practice gradually transformed the entire school environment into one where kindness was the prevailing norm, illustrating how even minor gestures can create a positive cultural shift. The power of kindness in healing and unity. Kindness and compassion have the power to heal emotional wounds and unite divided communities. When people experience genuine kindness, it fosters reconciliation, reduces conflict, and builds stronger, healthier relationships. 1. Healing emotional wounds. Acts of kindness, even small ones, can provide comfort and healing for those who are hurting. A kind word, a gesture of support, or a compassionate response to someone's pain can make a significant difference in their healing journey. The Bible calls us to bear one another's burdens, Galatians 6 verse 2, and by showing compassion, we help others find peace and healing. 2. Uniting communities. Kindness can also bridge divides within communities. When people choose to act with compassion toward others, it breaks down barriers of misunderstanding, prejudice, and resentment. In times of conflict, kindness opens the door to dialogue and mutual understanding, paving the way for unity. As Christians, we are called to be peacemakers, and showing kindness is a powerful way to promote peace and unity in our families, communities, and beyond. Case Study 2, Compassion in Action. Maria, a volunteer at a homeless shelter, spent her weekend serving meals and providing clothing to those in need. Over time, she realized that while providing necessities was important, many of the individuals she encountered were suffering emotionally and spiritually. They felt unseen by society, often struggling with isolation and despair. Moved by compassion, Maria began to take time to sit with the individuals she served, listening to their stories, asking about their experiences, and offering a compassionate ear. She realized that offering material support was only part of a solution. What people truly needed was to feel heard and understood. Maria's compassion led her to create deeper connections with those she served, helping her to restore their sense of dignity and worth. Maria's compassionate actions eventually expanded beyond the shelter. She organized events that invited the broader community to come together and meet those they often overlooked. These events not only offered support for the homeless, but also challenged societal perceptions, helping others in the community develop compassion toward individuals experiencing homelessness. Practical ways to cultivate kindness and compassion. 1. Be intentional about kindness. Kindness doesn't always happen naturally. It often requires intentionality. Make a conscious effort to show kindness in everyday interactions, whether through words of encouragement, acts of service, or simply being present for someone in need. 2. Listen actively. One of the most compassionate things we can do for others is to listen. Active listening, truly hearing someone's concerns, feelings, and thoughts, shows that we value them. Compassionate listening creates space for deeper connections and allows us to respond with kindness. 3. Practice empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. By practicing empathy, we are better able to show compassion, as it helps us see things from the other person's perspective. The more we understand the struggles and emotions of others, the more natural kindness flows from us. 4. Serve without expectation. True kindness is given freely, without expecting anything in return. Look for opportunities to serve others, whether through volunteering, helping a neighbor, or offering support to someone in need. When we serve with a heart of compassion, we reflect the love of Christ. Quotes on kindness and compassion. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Mother Teresa, no act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. Aesop, discussion questions. 1. How has kindness helped to build and strengthen relationships in your life? 2. What are some practical ways you can show compassion to those around you? 3. How can kindness and compassion bring healing to your community or family? Further reading. 1. Love Kindness by Barry H. Corey. This book explores the importance of kindness in today's world and offers practical guidance on living a life of compassion and grace. 2. The Power of Kindness by Piero Ferrucci. Ferrucci delves into the transformative effects of kindness, both for individuals and for society, offering insights into how simple acts of kindness can make a big difference. 3. The Book of Forgiving by Desmond Tutu and Foe Tutu. A book on the healing power of forgiveness. This work highlights how compassion and kindness are central to reconciliation and healing. Conclusion. Kindness and compassion are not merely acts of goodwill. They are reflections of God's heart for humanity. These virtues, central to the teachings of Christ, have the power to transform not only individual lives, but entire communities. In a world often characterized by division, indifference, and self-interest, kindness and compassion stand as radical, countercultural acts that embody the love of God. Jesus' life is the ultimate example of kindness and compassion in action. His healing of the sick, feeding of the hungry, and comforting of the brokenhearted were more than isolated miracles. They were profound demonstrations of God's unconditional love. When we choose to follow in His footsteps, we not only participate in acts of kindness, but also engage in a divine mission to restore dignity, bring hope, and unite those who feel marginalized or forgotten. Every act of kindness, no matter how small, carries the potential to reveal Christ's love to a world that is often desperate for it. Kindness has a unique ability to break down barriers. It transcends social, economic, racial, and even religious boundaries, connecting people on a fundamental, human level. In a time where fear and hostility can drive people apart, kindness offers a bridge, a way to reach out to others, regardless of their background, and extend the grace and acceptance that Christ offers to all. Compassion, meanwhile, moves us from passive awareness to active engagement. It calls us to step into the lives of others, to see their struggles, and to respond in ways that offer both comfort and support. Compassion is the force that propels us to not only acknowledge the pain of others, but also to do something about it. It urges us to show up for people in tangible ways, whether through listening, serving, or standing with them in their moments of need. As Christians, this is our calling, to bear one another's burdens and, in doing so, fulfill the law of Christ. But kindness and compassion also offer a profound internal transformation. As we consistently choose kindness, we become more attuned to the heart of God. Our perspectives shift from focusing on our own needs and desires to seeing others through the lens of grace. Compassion deepens our empathy, allowing us to grow in understanding and patience, and ultimately strengthening our relationship with God. The more we practice these virtues, the more we reflect God's character in our daily lives, transforming not just those around us, but ourselves in the process. Moreover, kindness and compassion create a ripple effect. A single act of kindness can inspire others to act similarly, creating a chain of goodness that extends far beyond what we can immediately see. In this way, kindness begets kindness, and compassion becomes a unifying force that can heal families, communities, and even nations. When we act with kindness and compassion, we plant seeds of hope, peace, and reconciliation that, with God's blessing, can bear fruit in the lives of many. In the face of overwhelming global challenges, poverty, injustice, loneliness, and division, many may wonder whether their individual actions truly matter. The answer is a resounding yes. Every kind word spoken, every compassionate deed offered, contributes to a larger movement of God's love in the world. Though we may not always witness the full impact of our actions, we can trust that God is at work, multiplying our efforts and using them to bring about His kingdom here on earth. As we move forward in our spiritual journey, let us remember that kindness and compassion are not just occasional acts, but a way of life. They are choices we make daily, choices that reflect the love of Christ to a world that is in desperate need of it. As we grow in these virtues, we not only draw closer to God, but we also fulfill our calling as His ambassadors, bringing light to darkness and hope to despair. In a world that can often seem harsh and divided, kindness and compassion offer a pathway to healing and reconciliation. By living out these values, we can be agents of transformation, bringing hope, unity, and peace to the world around us. As we move forward in our spiritual journey, may we continue to embrace kindness and compassion, knowing that these small acts of love can create a lasting impact on those we encounter. Let us never underestimate the power of a kind word or a compassionate act, for they have the potential to change the world, one person, one community, and one act at a time.